Holding on to hope. When we are hoping to attend a scheduled event, we often rely on another person to do something that will enable us to get to the event. An illustration would be trusting someone to purchase the tickets for us so that we can attend. Our hope is focused on getting to the event, so we would not trust just anyone to get the tickets, but instead would choose someone we know we could rely on. What is our hope for today, and who can we trust to help us fulfill that hope? The Bible says, "Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promise. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works." From Hebrews chapter 10, verses 23 and 24. Through faith in the finished work of Jesus, we are assured of our place with him in the kingdom of God. In fact, Jesus is the only way we can get a ticket to the fulfillment of all God's promises to us. The love that God has for us gives us hope and a future, and we will never be disappointed. Liberation from sin gives us the assurance that all God's promises to us are a definite yes, because his seal of ownership is on us and his Spirit is in our hearts. We read from the Bible, "My dear friends, we are already God's children, though what we will be hasn't yet been seen. But we do know that when Christ returns, we will be like him, because we will see him as he truly is. This hope makes us keep ourselves holy, just as Christ is holy." From 1 John chapter 3, verses 2 and 3. Do we have hope to be like Jesus when he returns? To be like him, we need to know what he is like. We need to improve our conscious contact with God through prayer and meditation on the scriptures and learn about Jesus and why he came into the world, not to judge it, but to save it. From the Bible we read, "All who have this hope in him purify themselves, just as he is pure." From 1 John chapter 3, verse 3. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for the hope I have in you. Please help me get rid of all my impure desires and lusts and be transformed by the renewing of my mind so that each day I can be more like Jesus. Amen.